howdy, friends. Yes, you sure are in the right place. It's the Country Church of Hollywood with its friendly neighbors from surrounding parks. You know, the folks around here like to gather and hold meeting in this sacred little spot nearly every day. I don't know, but it sort of gets you in trim for the rest of the day. Yes, step right in. You sure are welcome. We've been a-listening to the parson and Sister Sarah talking to Obe Snodgrass down at the blacksmith shop. Obe's right good about keeping the parson's buggy fit. I think the buggy's sort of fixed up now, and Brother and Sister Hopkins are fixing to leave. Well, you might all be able to catch some of their talk.
Well, Parson, I think that shaft's just about as good now as it ever was.
We sure thank you, Brother Snodgrass.
Oh, that's all right.
We sure do. I wish, though, you'd let us pay you for it.
Yes, do.
Oh, no, that ain't nothing. I tell you, it just took a little time, and I got plenty of time. Now, yonder goes Brother and Sister Spraggins to meet, and I expect we all better be getting on to church, too. Oh,
they're a fine old couple, ain't they?
Yeah, sure are. The Lord never made no better folks than them Spragginses.
Parson, you know, Finest Pirtle told me that when he was a-working for him as a farmhand, he slept in a shed room, you know, out there over the barn, and he says that Brother Spraggins snored so he had awful time of sleeping.
Good, Aunt. You behave yourself. Whoa. Well, they're a pretty well-matched couple, though. He snores, and she's deep.
Yes, the Lord's mighty good about balancing things up like
sure
that.
Sure is.
Well, you know, that agent told me he sold Brother and Sister Spraggins the cyclopedia books, the whole set of them.
He did?
Yeah, that's what
I thought the agent was selling them mostly to folks with little children in school.
Yeah, I thought that,
Well,
too.
He tried to sell me a set of them, but law me, I told him I knew too much already.
Ain't that the truth? Whoa, now, you stand still, that's it. Yeah, I've thought lots of times that we'd all be better off if we didn't know all that is going on. There's so much trouble and things like that.
Yes, and wickedness, too.
Yes, it sure is. Ed Wiggins wouldn't buy them cyclopedia books, though.
Is that so?
Yeah, the fellow that was selling them, that was trying to, he talked to Ed all one month.
Yeah?
Yeah, whoa, Dan. Yeah, Ed was telling me about it one day this week.
Yeah, tell Brother Old what Brother Spraggins said to the man when he first spoke to him about the encyclopedia.
I'll bound you was a Joe Darter, because you know, Ed, he don't know nothing much anyway.
No, he don't. Well, you see, the agent come out there of the field where Ed was working at.
Yeah?
And the feller said to Ed, says, I see you have four children in school this year. You ought to get an encyclopedia for him.
So what did Ed tell him?
Well, Ed says, not on your life. Let him walk like I done when I went to school.
Well, ain't he a sight, too?
He sure is. But just how we better get on to meeting now.
Well, I reckon I better shut up the shop and come on, too.
Can't you ride with us, Brother Old? There's plenty of room for you.
Yes, but no use of your getting your mule.
No, you all drive on. I'll ride my own mule, I reckon.
Well, we sure thank you for fixing that shed for us.
We certainly do. You'll have to spend the day with us some Sunday and sample some of my chicken pie.
Yeah. Hey, I'll sure do that. I might drop in next Sunday.
All right, now that's a promise.
Now we're going to look for you.
All right.
Now be sure to come. Get up there. Well, Obe Snodgrass is a fine man, ain't he, honey?
Never was a better one.
No,
it's
then.
Funny he ain't never married, Josiah.
You know, I've thought of that. He'd make some woman a grand husband. He's a good worker. Get up there. A right good singer. He ain't so bad looking when he gets his Sunday clothes on.
No, he's not. Jackman Sims sure got away with him, though.
Now, how was that?
Well, they went together for a year or two until they fell out.
You know, I've often wondered what broke them two up.
Well, Obe was a going on so at a gathering of young people.
Yes?
I think it was a singing at Aunt Lou Salter's. Obe was a going on about what a fool a man was to marry.
Yes.
And Jasmine Sims said, well, I agree with you, but what else can a woman marry?
Now, listen here. You know, I'm starting to laugh at that, but you know, that's the awfulest thing I ever heard. It ain't nothing to laugh about now.
Oh, don't take everything to yourself, Josiah. Watch that book now. Look where Dan's going.
Our Savior, he's leading in glory, a dear loving Savior. Oh, let's friends be few. Oh.
everybody.
Howdy, everybody.
Oh, just so-so. Hope you all rested well last night.
Sure.
Remember my doctrine. Hope you live long and prosper and not overeat. Well, I guess we might as well go right on with the meeting, saying I was talking and getting away from the house. I got to dreaming. It's hard to wake up. You know, I opened the door of memory, and you know when you do that, there ain't no telling what'll come in. Chickens, cats, and everything else, but it's lovely when the pretty things come in. I tell you a good piece, number 62. In the sweet by and by. Brother Rudy, you kind of heist that off the ground first. You boys, now bear it up.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Tender and sweeter than that, and it's awful comforting to people that's had trouble and heartache. And I tell you another comforting piece. Sort of goes with it. While Jesus whispers. If you all know that, and I wish you'd sing it. That's the piece. That's sure.
While Jesus whispers to you, found sinner, come. While we are praying for you, come, sinner.
Thank you all for singing that. You all done yourself proud on that, and I thought it was right good. Being that you all just country fellers that ain't never had no more chance than you have. Yes, I was over at Jeff Batts's one day this week, and he sent for me and told me he wanted to show me what his boy Spud had got. See, Spud, he saved him some coupons off of something they'd been using there, and so he ordered off and got him a pair of spy glasses for them coupons. And they are a sight to see in this world. Why, the house is full of neighbors. Today, why is as big a drawing power as these double things you look through, stereoscopes or something like that? Well, sir, I took them out to show them to Dad, you know, and he was interested in them spy glasses, but the spy glasses was too narrow, you see, to get on both of his eyes. So I just put them up over one eye, and he looked out through the way where it looks big at, you know, and see the glass out there, and I'm telling you, we like to never help him. He got him such a tanner. He never had saw no grass like that. Yes, but Jeff, he says that the correct name for him is Opry glasses. And I told him, law, no, I never call them things Opry glasses. You can see too many other things with them. But the thing that interested me was what little Sookie done with them. You see, I noticed her eating a peppermint candy. It's lovely candy, of course. Some favor lemon and some like the red peppermint, but my choice is the red. And she had some red candy, and by the way, she gave me some of it and slipped down a little piece of it. So she'd hold the candy out in front of the big end of them spy glasses so it looked like more candy. Then she'd shut her eyes, you see, and eat it, and she was having a time. And I says to myself, now there you are. There's a good lesson. You know what them spy glasses is like? That's what faith is. You know there in Mark, the 11th chapter, in the 22nd verse, it says, have faith in God. And that's what faith does for you. Just what them spyglasses do. You see, they've got a two-way working, you see. You look one way, and everything's little, and it pushes it off a way out yonder. You know them sycamore trees are in front of Jeff's? Well, I looked at them things through them spyglasses, and they looked like little weeds a-setting way off yonder. And then I turned it, you see, and looked at something else, and it made it so big and brought it right up to me. I says, now that's faith. faith will do this for you. When you got faith, look at your trouble, and they squinch up so you can't hardly see it. And look at your blessings, and they get so big, you sure will thank the Lord for them. Say goodbye for this time, neighbors. I sure hope all your worries and troubles will be small, and that all your blessings will be great. And I hope the Lord will bless you all your days. Goodbye, neighbors.
Goodbye, everybody.
Will you join the church of all?